to the man that wears skinny jean shorts with confidence, producer Donald. Good morning.
I had to wear that. There's nothing wrong with these shorts.
No, it's not. It doesn't leave anything to the imagination.
Good, there you go. You know what's going on then. 26% of people say they've done this in traffic. What is it?
Oh.
Quarter of people.
Done this in traffic. What is it? Taking your jumper off because you're too warm.
Yeah, I'd say people. That's a higher percentage.
Yeah.
Can you not take it off before you get in the car?
It depends.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, no, it's not the answer. No.
How about touch up their makeup?
Oh, yeah.
Stopped at a traffic
light.
A powder motion, perhaps.
Powder motion.
Yeah.
Okay. Some people put the full face on in traffic.
Full beat, so, yeah.
Sound, whatever. No, it's not the answer. That's probably higher. You see people doing it when you drive past them, you go, ooh.
So we did not get it right.
No, surprisingly.
Okay. All right, we're going to look for you to have a go at guessing. 087-1102-107. The question is,
26% of people say they've done this in traffic. What is it?
Okay, flirt it.
Or give the eye to someone across the street. Yeah. No, it's not that. No.
It's a good guess.
It's very good guess. It could be higher percentage, Cooper.
087-1102-107. Trying to figure out our survey says this morning with producer Donald. He's got a question for us. We're trying to figure out what the answer is. Give us your guesses on 087-1102-107.
Today, 26% of people say they've done this in traffic. What is it, please?
Is it... Oh, sorry. Are you having the biggest yawn of your life?
I can't believe you just caught me doing that.
Sorry. Are we keeping you up?
No,
Ella's not used to the early shift.
I was going to say, this is like my second day doing it. No, I've done it 100 times before, but like not like properly.
I know. And you were here all weekend. You were
exactly.
I know. I'm sorry.
Call me some slack, guys.
No. Sorry, what was the question?
26% of people say they've done this in traffic. It's not yawned. What's this?
I was going to say.
Is this... So when you're sitting in traffic, you know, you're obviously going to be like, come on. You're waiting for the lights to go. You're waiting for the cars to move on and this, that, and the other. But you do... you play games. So, you know, in Countdown, where you look at the... You know, when you see the number in Countdown, it's try and get that number by adding and subtracting and dividing the number on the registration of the car.
Oh, I've never played that now.
Yeah, it's difficult. I've never been able to successfully work out. Like, so if you've an 11 Wexford Reg and whatever the number is after that, you have to use all the numbers to get that number by adding, subtracting, multiply. It's very difficult to explain. And so
it is, yeah.
Is that the answer?
It's not the answer.
Surprisingly.
It is shocked to everybody.
That's a very niche game to say.
It is.
You can play different games looking at different cars.
Yellow Reg, no punchback.
But then if there's no one in the car with you, you can't, you're just punching nothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not the answer, Cooper.
It's a really odd game to play. If you do, when you see a yellow reg and you push somebody in the arm, it's really odd if you play that when there's nobody in the car with you and you do it to other drivers around you. You get out of your car and you punch them. You shouldn't be encouraged.
You end up in jail.
No. Okay. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon the answer is to this?
26% of people say they've done this in traffic.
So, no correct guesses so far for our survey says on 087-1102-107. What was the question again, though?
26% of people say they've done this in traffic. What is it?
It's probably harder than this, but it's a thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's definitely higher. I always do that.
I have a music-related one. Is it maybe if they're listening, if they've their phone connected to their car and they're listening to a podcast, maybe during traffic they might, you know, change it up, disconnect it, turn on the radio, turn on music, turn on something else?
It's you've a more pleasurable driving experience and experience in life if you listen to the radio in the car rather than a podcast or your own music. That's a result I made up just now. But
I was going to say, is that an actual fact? It sounds like one.
We should go.
You said it with conviction.
Well, yeah, if I say it with conviction. And also, if you heard that and you're in the car, you're like, Jesus, I would have never heard that if I was listening to a podcast.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know. This is true. Yeah, it's not the answer, I'm afraid. No.
Okay. Good morning, iRadio. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you too.
Is the answer pluck your eyebrows?
That's really niche, you know.
You'd have to be in traffic, because if you're doing it when you were driving, you could end up with no eyebrows.
Or stab yourself.
Poking the eye with tweezers.
So don't do that.
Well, if you're stuck in traffic, maybe, I suppose, yeah.
Okay.
But no, it's not the answer, I'm afraid, no.
I think we're going to have to get the correct answer, Donald, producer Donald.
I'll give it to you, So the answer is 26% of people had a full-on argument with themselves out loud in the car in traffic.
Real. And you make up a scenario.
You do, and you do it kind of at other people looking at them, but you're still talking to yourself. I do that.
Una does that. She's full on conversation with herself. And you think she's talking to you, but no.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially if you've a long journey, like a car drive, and just arguing with yourself or talking out loud to yourself is really therapeutic. But I feel like Una does not have a long journey home.
No, she still gets lost.
Yeah.
Unless she's going to Kerry.
Still gets lost and still gives out like it is a long journey, but it's 2 seconds down the road.
Breakfast rolls. Think
on the spot. Sing it. Up against the clock. Here we go.
Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot.
You're up against the clock.
Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Adele from Sligo said she was going to sing along with it, and she didn't. Yeah. Adele's on the go, so she's at a wedding over the weekend. Whereabouts was the wedding, Adele?
It was in Donegal.
Oh, lovely. And was it a nice day for it?
Yeah, it was. It was a little bit windy, but it was dry, so it was nice.
Can't have it perfect every day.
Yeah.
You can never have the perfect weather situation. And was it a friend of yours that got married, or did you just gay crash?
No, it was a friend from college.
Oh, nice. It's nice to stay in touch with college friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've lost touch with all my college friends.
I was about to say, it's a really good sign of your character. Cooper, I do think you're an amazing person.
Actually, no.
So don't worry.
No, there's one or two now that I might. No, I can't remember any of them. All right. So you've a hectic week ahead of you as well, because you're doing the VHR Women's Mini Marathon this weekend as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
So how is the training going?
It's up and down.
As in, like, you get up out of bed and you say, I'm not in the mood for this, and get back down into the bed.
Pretty much, yeah.
Are you a runner at all?
I'm a jogger, so I'll do a bit of both.
Excellent, cool, excellent. Are you dressing up, or is it are you just gonna?
No, not this time. No.
A lot of people do get dressed up.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Well, listen. Best of luck with that. Let's see how you get on though with rhymers. How is your rhyming skills?
Well, I was on this before and I got 3, so that's not so good.
It's pretty terrible.
We'll go again.
Now, if you do worse than 3, we will take the absolute make out of you, which is only fair. All right, Adele from Sligo, the word that you have to rhyme with is?
Tea.
As in T-E-A-T?
Yeah, as in a cup of tea.
As in spill the tea. All right, Adele.
Okay.
Rhyme with tea, every single answer you give us. So your 30 seconds starts now.
The famous fairy tale is the princess and the what?
He.
I have to wear a brace on my leg because I've injured my what?
Knee.
Trays is Spanish for what?
Free.
There's the Pacific Ocean and then there's the black what?
Sea.
A small peg that I pushed into the ground to hold a golf ball?
Tea.
I always cry when I watch Marley and what?
Me.
A silver birch is a type of what?
Pass.
The best tasting cheese?
Time's
free.
Up. Oh, it was way out of time.
Aw, lousy.
When did we get there?
Just what did you say to trays in Spanish?
Three.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. I couldn't hear you right, but you're 6.
6? Mm-hmm. Oh,
double.
My God.
Hey,
you have doubled your score. That means you're going to half your time in the Women's Mini Marathon.
I hope you're right.
Just the way science works, do you know what I mean? Well, listen, that's a very healthy score at the start.
Yeah,
of the week.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, there were very low scores last week. It was embarrassing for everyone. I'm only messing, it's only a bit of fun. Listen, you are in the winning now at the moment. You're at the top of the leaderboard to win the contents of Una's drawers.
Woo!
Yep.
Yeah, Adele is not excited about that at all. All right, thanks very much. Have an amazing day. Look after yourself.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Are you on my tears? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled.
Get it off your chest this morning. We've got somebody being in contact with us. What's going on, Ella?
Okay, we got this message in. Hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm absolutely done, in capital letters, with voice notes. Why has everyone stopped sending actual messages? Every one of my friends now sends these massive 4 or 5 minute voice notes instead of just typing out what they want to say. I work a job that's basically back-to-back meetings all day, so I can't exactly sit there listening to somebody's audiobook about what they had for lunch. And then when I finally do it, I can't even remember half the stuff they said to properly reply. I genuinely have to take notes on the voice notes like I'm revising for the leaving cert just to answer everything. Meanwhile, if it was written down, I could reply in 10 seconds. Now all my friends are annoyed, saying I never answer, but what am I supposed to do? I don't have time to communicate the way they do. Please tell me I'm not alone in this, because voice notes are starting to drive me cracked. From Brian.
Right. Wow. Okay. 0871 102 107. I kind of get this.
Feels like, seen.
Even anything over 30 or 40 seconds, I think it's too long for a voice note. Like, if you really, really need to tell somebody something, you ready for this? Bloody call them.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of like a voice note, you know.
4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, I love like having a conversation without like typing, but like maybe I can't ring you right now, but I could be out for a walk and I can listen to your voice and no one respond to you then. But, I don't know. I like it.
When you're replying though, when you have a 4 or 5 minute voice note and you then reply on a voice note, how do you remember everything they just said in that voice note?
You just listen intentively. Like, you just listen and you're like, oh, you go through all the points. I don't know.
So
yeah.
We've evolved as humans, all right?
Yeah.
So when we first started sending messages to each other, we used smoke signals, you know, over a blanket.
Yes.
A blanket, you know, smoke signals. Then we decided we'd use pigeons.
Oh, yeah.
We'd tie a note to a pigeon and hope that it might actually get to where it's going to. Or an owl, if you're a wizard. then jumping on a pony for, you know, the Pony Express delivering messages. Then we evolved technology-wise to the telegram using Morse code and everything like that. And then we the pager, the phone, and then text. And then we went back to the phone. Then now we're just sending bloody voice notes. It's like, come on now. We need to either talk to each other or send it in text form or go back to smoke signals.
I agree with all of them, but I just think voice notes are very handy as well. And also, sometimes, I don't know if you've ever found this, you could send a text and the tone of the text comes off wrong to the person you're sending it to. Whereas if you send a voice note, they can clearly hear what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I get that, that tone and sarcasm is hard to come around. That's why the use of emojis is nice. I think the sales of notepads has gone up as well because people have had to like take notes. I got a business WhatsApp from somebody there recently and there was 3 different topics in this voice note and I literally had to go back, take notes.
X, Y, and Z.
It's ridiculous. So listen, I don't know what side anybody's on this. 0871 102 107. So this person's having like 4 or 5 minute voice notes. You could literally subscribe.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
To a YouTube channel.
Yeah. All right. What are you saying? 0871 102 107. Get it off your chest this morning. Brian's having issues with voice notes, isn't he?
Yeah. He basically sent us a message to say, hey, I'm sick of voice notes. People are sending me 4 to 5 minutes worth of voice notes. I can't listen to them. I've back-to-back meetings all day. And now they're calling me out for my poor responses.
Now, I get the advantage of voice notes where it is quick and easy. Mm. And obviously, like, we benefit from voice notes as well because we love having your voices on the radio.
Yes.
So I think that's a brilliant side to it.
100%.
You know, but you could be in a group conversation where there's voice notes going back and forward and you might be sitting there watching TV where you can glance down and look at the message. But if you're sitting watching a movie and everyone else in the room, you can't be just blaring out voice notes. Do you know what I mean?
I kind of feel like, though, voice notes, they make you stop and, like, actually, like, listen or actually give a proper response. Because sometimes if you're watching a movie, you look at a text, you're like, yeah, whatever. Where if you see a voice note, it's like, oh, I must get back to this.
Yeah, I get that actually. Yeah, because you can just be, because I've missed kind of important.
It's passive.
Yeah, it is passive. All right. 0871 102 107.
In relation to Brian's issue, does he realise there's an option to transcribe the voice notes?
Huh?
Where it'll actually write it out for you. So that would solve his problem fairly quickly, I imagine. Liz and Mayo, have a good day, guys.
Thank you. How do you do that?
It's not 100% right. On the voice note you've been given, there is literally a button underneath it. Transcribe, but it doesn't always get it right. I've realised.
So if I go to a recent voice note,
you can see on the voice note it'll say the word transcribe.
No,
have you not updated your phone recently? Do you?
I have, of the latest.
Oh,
yeah, it doesn't have it. So,
well,
there you go. Well, what I do, I'll go and have a look and I'll try and update it now. But I did not know that. But half the time, your AI can't understand what the hell we're saying anyway. But I use Siri to send messages anyway. So I'm still talking and it writes it out for me. And
it's basically a voice note.
It gets confused as well if I'm sending a voice note, if I'm sending a text or a WhatsApp to my niece Roisin, my phone thinks I want to do a shopping list. Every time when I say Roisin, it says, you want to make a shopping list. I'm like, something wrong with you. Do you know what I mean? them in. Anyway, let us know. 087-1-102-107. Get it off your chest this morning.
So we got a message in from Brian because he's absolutely done with voice notes. He says all of his friends send massive 4 or 5 minute long voice notes instead of just typing out what they want to say. He works a job that's back-to-back meetings. He can't sit there and listen to the audiobooks that he receives from his friends, and now he's being called out for his bad responses.
Fair.
Real.
087-1-102-107.
Brian, could you send that in a voice note, please? It's actually my birthday, June 6th, so get me to that gig.
Ah, go on, you legend.
Okay, hi guys. So I think voice notes, well, I'm sending them only if someone sends me one. This is the only time I really respond to someone that sends me a voice message, then I just do the same. See, due the nature of the work, probably would not be possible for me to take them all the time.
Yeah.
And I clearly understand where is she coming from. Because when you have a job like that and you're at the meetings all day, you just can't listen to the voice notes, especially if they're so long. So I just keep texting and I only send a voice message if I get one.
That's fair. If you get one, then send one back.
Mm.
But I suppose if you're really, 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 really against voice notes, just don't reply or respond to them at all and just leave them on the drop down, just unread, unlisted all the time. Then they'll eventually send a text message saying, sorry, did you listen to that? And then you'd be like, ah, you do have thumbs.
Yeah, but like, you can at least reply. I think people will get the hint if they're constantly sending you voice notes and you're constantly sending text messages back. They should get the hint.
So that's what I do. If I'm in a conversation and they're just sending voice notes, I reply in text form.
Yeah.
And eventually they do get the message because I can't be listening. Like if somebody wants to message me now and they send me a voice note to my phone, I can't listen to it because we're talking on the radio.
Yeah. I'd be the same as my mum saying,
"Will you pick up blueberries on the way home?" Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like if I was sending, so I'm guilty for a voice note. I love voice notes. And I feel like if I was voice noting somebody and they just kept sending me back messages, I'd be like, oh, right, okay, he does not want to speak to me on voice notes.
Yeah.
Message only.
Only since moving to Ireland, I have become obsessed with voice notes. It's just really handy. It's really easy. My husband hates it. But if I can't be bothered to text, and it's just handier to send a voice note, I do. But I don't send like 4 or 5 minutes. It's probably a minute max. But yeah, I became obsessed since moving to Ireland. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. There you go. I wonder now, so I'm just wondering, is it a lad thing then that we're just not into voice notes? Donald?
Maybe.
You'd have to listen to it in stages, and I can't remember everything they've said. So I need to write down each bit I'm replying to, listen to the next bit, reply to that bit, listen, and then it's like 20 minutes listening to this 4 or 5 minute voice note.
I've checked my WhatsApp, and it's the most up-to-date one. Is it for a voice note that you haven't listened to yet is when you're able to get it to transcribe?
No, you can go back on, so say, right.
You don't have to do it to me. You don't
have to say a full voice note.
Oh, no, yeah. No, you have to have not listened to it. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. So you have to have not listened to it. Okay. 087-1-102-107. What should they do? Maybe that just always reply in text form. Get it off your chest this morning. We are trying to figure this out for Brian, who's he's gone through a difficult time with voice notes, isn't he?
He is. He keeps receiving, God forbid his friends want to speak to him. But anyway, he keeps getting really long voice notes and he's just sick of it. He can't listen to them and he just would prefer a text.
There has been quite a it's been double-sided, like
mixed, yes.
Mostly the female of the species saying, yeah, voice notes are absolutely king. Lads are saying, no, I can't be dealing with it. It's too long. You know, subscribe. It's like listening to a podcast. Liam is on the phone. Good morning. What do you reckon?
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, good.
Personally, I absolutely hate voice notes.
No way.
I can't stand them. Once I see a voice note, it does take me hours to actually days to reply, then this does ruin the communication between us because I cannot take myself to open and listen to that voice message and then having to reply as well.
So what about sending voice notes then? Do you not just bother sending them? You don't?
No, I can't. No. First of all, I don't like the sound of my own voice. So that's
you have a beautiful
cringe.
Voice. Yeah. Oh my God. Can we all give her a round of applause for her voice? It's the nicest voice I've ever heard on radio. So there you go. And also, do you ever go to send a voice note and halfway through, for some reason, your thumb decides not to work and it goes...
Yeah, and it deletes.
Jesus!
It's not, and that sometimes I go send a voice message. I'm like, oh my God, no, what am I saying? And then I'm going to have to redo it. And then I'm just like, no, I'll send the message. And... But then as well, I can't listen to the voice message as well, like Brian, due to my work. And if I send a message and then they send me a voice message back, that just, we're not going to communicate for that day then, because I'm not going to be able to open it. So I don't know what she's saying or he's saying. So
I respect the fact that you are consistently sticking to text messages, even if you receive a voice note. You're like, no, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not voice noting you back.
Not why it's handier for me to send a message. I do text a lot. Even maybe it's just me, when I hear my phone call, I immediately dislike the person that's calling me. I don't know, maybe it's a me problem, but
Not at all. Everybody in each their own as well.
Yeah.
Now go and send a voice message to somebody in your life. All right, cheers. Bye.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Good morning, mystery guest. How are you?
Good morning.
Good.
So I've just been handed the clues. Today's clues for our mystery guest. This mystery guest once told us to pass out, but they definitely woke up famous. Our mystery guest has collaborated with everyone from Swedish House Mafia to Jess Glynn. And this artist might sound small and angry in name, but they've had some absolutely massive hits.
There is no way that this is Tiny Tempa. Is this Tiny Tempa?
Yes, it is.
Oh my God!
That seems really good.
You've got bangers coming out your ears, man. What is going on? You're very welcome to iRadio.
I'm a bit starstruck. Now, Tiny, I saw that you're headlining Pints in a Field with the Two Johnnies. Is that next month?
Yeah, man. So the Two Johnnies reached out. They gave me the bird call to ask if I was up for it. And I said, you know what? There's nothing I'd love more. I love performing in Ireland. Haven't been there, I think, for the last 2-3 years now. I'm excited to be back.
We're excited to have you back.
Do you have a favourite county in Ireland?
You know what? That's a great question. I don't have a particular favourite county. As a city, Dublin is kind of like my favourite, my go-to in Ireland. I've been around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really love Dublin.
Una's very anti-Dublin.
I'm very anti-Dublin.
Because I'm from Dublin. Yeah. I don't live there anymore.
Why don't you like it?
No, I know. I love Dublin. I just don't like Dublin, the Dublin GAA, the Dublin football team, basically. Now, we can get you a GA jersey of that county if you want, but I can get you a Kerry one as well, where I'm from. We need to get you to Kerry too.
Yeah, please. I'm up for it.
Well, this is the thing, because with Pints in the Field, it's very GAA themed as well.
Yeah.
Because the Two Johnnies will be out there with their hurls for sure. So if we could organise a GA jersey for you, will you wear it on the day?
Do you know what? Maybe. I'll think about it for sure.
Well, Joe Corry wore a Donegal jersey for us in Donegal when he was performing up there, so the standards are high with us.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so you guys are going to help me out with some styling, yeah?
Oh, yes, please. I'd love to. I'd love to get you a Kerry jersey.
Actually, hang on a sec. Is your real name Patrick?
It is indeed.
Are
yeah.
you that?
Yeah.
So, like,
my real name is Patrick. I used to play Gaelic football and in secondary school. You know what? Our patron saint, I was born in the UK, but my parents are Nigerian. We have a Guinness brewery. We're the only other place that has one.
Oh, my God.
A lot of links, guys.
So we can adopt you then, Tiny.
Yeah, why not? Do you know what? I've been looking to get adopted, so let's go for it.
Tiny O'Tempa.
Tiny O'Tempa, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, change the posters.
So yeah, I love it. Change the posters ASAP.
When you're performing here, like when you're doing Pints in the Field, what is the one song that you're really looking forward to actually getting the crowd going to?
It's definitely going to be Girls Like, I think. I think Girls Like is going to go off.
Yeah.
And then I can't wait to show the Irish crowd some new music as well. I've been dropping new music over the last few months. Okay. I've got a record called Living Life that I think is going to go down really well. So yeah, can't wait to perform that.
Man, I'm so buzzed talking to you right now. I'm actually starstruck. Because like one of my favourite Tiny Tempa collaborations with Swedish House Mafia, my amateur beat, is just like, I'm still dropping that on my DJ set.
It's an anthem, man. It's an anthem.
Yeah, it's class.
This is, I love asking artists this question. So
what is a song that you wish you had written or produced that you wish was yours?
Wow, that's a good question. Probably Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel.
Oh, wow. Ooh, yeah. Yes. Come here. Before we let you go, would you like to play a game with us? Because we play a game with our mystery guest. It's called the Yes No Game Show. And you can't say yes or no to our questions. And you can't give us a maybe this. You can't repeat the same answer over and over again. And you can't use different languages. So the high score to beat is 4. So we wish you the best of luck. Your 30 seconds start now.
Have you ever forgotten the lyrics of a song on stage?
I forget lyrics all the time.
Do you still get nervous before a gig?
Not really.
Do you think you're a good dancer?
I'm not a good dancer.
If a fan is annoying you, would you tell them?
If a fan was annoying me, I wouldn't tell them.
Do you speak to your family every day?
I speak to my family mostly like every other day.
Do you have a favourite pair of jocks?
I don't have a favourite pair of jocks, you know.
Can you fall asleep quickly after a show?
If I'm really tired, I'll go straight to bed after a show.
Time is up.
Man,
7.
You did really well.
Yeah.
Wow. You had a strategy going into that game, Tiny. You nailed it.
And 7's my lucky number as well. Look
nice.
At that.
Nice one.
Tiny Tempa, high score. Nice.
Listen, Gaurav Mila Mahagut. That means thank you, Oscoelga.
How do I say it?
Gaurav
Mila
Neela
Mahagut. Gaurav Neela Mahagut.
Yeah, nailed it. And if you want to say welcome to your fans when you're at the gig with the two Johnnies, say Fáilte Córda. That means welcome, my friends.
Fáilte Córda.
Oh, man, yes. Yeah. We have definitely adopted you, Tiny.
We're going to have to practice a bit more, though, before the 6.
Yeah, okay. You'll get there. 100%.
Well, listen, Tiny O'Tempa, it's been lovely having you as a mystery guest on iRadio. What a lovely surprise for us. We're absolutely
buzzing.
I got goose pimples on me. thanks so much for being on iRadio.
I honestly can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.